my life.
I greet you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's my joy to be here this morning. I wasn't expecting to be standing here this morning. But God allowed that I stand before you.
Amen. Kazhinji.
Mostly, I'm someone who speaks too much, but I don't talk too much.
Amen. Sagani ndogaranchitaura dripane ndrikule palale.
I normally say when I'm in South Africa.
Kuti ndine dambudziko rimwe chete.
That I've got one problem.
Kuti ndikamira pamberi pevanhu.
If I stand before the people.
Ndine ndirotaura.
For me to speak. I then start to speak. Even though people are standing. Maybe times I realize that people have been standing for 30 minutes. So that's the problem that I have. But this morning. It's our joy to be here this morning. So that we don't keep on standing. If we got our Bibles, let's go to Philippians
chapter 2.
Philippians chapter
2. Verse 1.
Philippians 2 from verse 1.
Philippians chapter 2.
Philippians 2. From verse 1 up to verse 10.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies.
Hanzi zvinokana kuripo kunyaradzwa kuripo muna Kristu, kana kunyaradzwa kwerudo, kana kuyanana kwomweya, kana moyo munyoro, nokunzwira tsitsi.
Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
Hanzi zadzisai mufaro wangu, muve nokufunga kumwe, muchiva nerudo rumwe, nomoyo mumwe, nendangariro imwe.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
Hanzi musingaite chinhu chenharo, kana kuzvikudza, asi mumwe nomumwe, ngati nomoyo unozvininipisa vamwe vanopfuura iye pakunaka.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
Hanzi mumwe nomumwe ngarege kutarira zvake asi ngatarire zvevamwewo.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Hanzi ivai nemoyo uyo wakanga uri muna Kristu Jesu.
Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Iye anzi kunyange akanga akafanana naMwari, haana kuti kuenzana naMwari chinhu chinofanira kubatisiswa.
But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men.
Hanzi asi wakazvidurira iye akazviita muranda akafanana navanhu.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Iye wakati awanikwa nomufananidzo womunhu akazvininipisa akateerera kusvikira parufu irwo rufu rwomuchinjikwa.
Wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Hanzi saka Mwari wakamukudza zvikuru akamupa zita rinopfuura mazita ose.
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, all things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
Kuti muzita raJesu mabvi ose apfugame avari kudenga navari panyika navari pasi penyika.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads and let us pray.
Utsene makarurama Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Mangwanana nasinuya zvakare pamberi pechikaro chenyasha. Baba muri mutsvene tisina chatinacho mukati meruoko rwedu asi kuti baba muri mutsvene tinotarira kwamuri imi Ishe muri mutsvene muri muvambi nemugumisiro wekutenda kwedu baba zvirokwazvo Ishe muri mutsvene mangwanana nasi tenzi wokururama Jehovha tinovimba baba muri mutsvene pamuchinjiko wekaumvani baba tinotarira kwamuri chiti Ishe muri mutsvene tauya zvakare nemwoyo inotaririra kubva kwamuri baba tinoti Ishe muri mutsvene zviuyai muzadze Ishe muri mutsvene kapu dzedu Ishe wokururama patinodzisimudzira kwamuri Baba tinoda sei kuti Ishe muri mutsvene mangwanana nasi muvandudze mweya yedu, muvandudze Ishe muri mutsvene upenyu hwedu, Jehovha wokururama kuti zvirokwazvo patinobva panzvimbo ino, baba tinge tiri Ishe muri mutsvene vanhu vari nani, baba muri mutsvene tive tinofamba, Ishe muri mutsvene mukati merworu rwendo, Ishe muri mutsvene zvirokwazvo tasimbiswa zvakare Jehovha kubva, baba muri mutsvene paruoko rwenyu, baba tinotarira kwamuri, baba tinoti Ishe muri mutsvene uyai Jehovha muzodze kuparidzwa kweevhangeri, baba muri mutsvene Ishe makanaka sevanhu tenzi wokururama vanokwanisa kuvhura bhuku, baba mutsvene tavhura Ishe muri mutsvene Bhaibheri taverenga mangwanana nhasi, asi baba mutsvene zvinotorai imi Jehovha kuti mupe Ishe muri mutsvene dudziro, mupe baba muri mutsvene Ishe makanaka kureva, baba muri mutsvene kwesimba renyero yeshoko renyu baba mutsvene mukati mehana dzevana venyu tinoti Ishe muri mutsvene uyai Jehovha Ishe muri mutsvene muungane pamwe chete nesu baba mutsvene muzviratidze baba wokurama mukati meshoko renyu tinozviisa mukati memaoko enyu Jehovha tinokuvimba nokuziva kuti Ishe makati pane vaviri kana vatatu mukati mezita renyu iyi munenge muripo baba wokurama tinovimba kuti Ishe muri mutsvene muri pano kuti Ishe muri mutsvene musangane nechikumbiro chimwe nechimwe Jehovha sure kwezvose mbiri nokukudzwa tikozvipa kuzita renyu taisa zvese kwamuri chikumbiro zvese nokutenda muzita ra tenzi Jesu Kristu shwedu. Amen and amen. Tingagara edu pasi.
We may be seated.
Amen. Mufaro edu zvakare kunge tiri pano.
It's our joy again to be here.
Amen. Mufaro kunge uri kumba.
It's a joy to be at home.
Amen. Uri pakati pevanhu vaunoziva kuti wakakura pamwe chete nao.
In the midst of people whom you grew up together,
we have
something to do with your growth,
physically
and spiritually.
So I feel very comfortable when I'm here.
And you know, zwa kunyara zwa skuruka nandiri pano.
Maybe sometimes you when I'm saying this, you don't really understand it.
Kana ndichitaura izvi dzimwe nguva pamwe unotadza kuzvinzwisisa.
But when you are at home.
Kana uri kumba,
where you don't have that feeling all the time that you are a foreign.
Paunonzwa nguva dzose kuti hausi mutorwa panzvimbo yauri.
And the people around you, they make you feel that you should know that you are not part of us.
Vanhu vavari paurivo vachiita kuti unzwe kuti hausi kamu chavo.
So it's a real comfort to be amongst people whom you know, they know you.
Kuva inyaradzo kuva pakati pevanhu vaunoziva kuti vanokuziva.
You know that they love you.
Voziva kuti vanokuda.
You have seen it.
Unenge wazviona.
Amen.
Amen.
You have seen it being manifested.
Waona zvichiratidzwa.
It's not something maybe you just talk about.
Hachisi chinhu pamwe chauri kungotaura iwe wega.
You have seen being identified in your life.
Hachisi chinhu chawaona chiratidzwa muupenyu hwako.
So this morning, like the pastor was saying,
mangwanani ano sekutaura kwaitwa nemufudzi,
when he was speaking about me,
pavanga vachitaura pamusoro pangu,
so I was wondering whether I should preach or just maybe I'll just make it a testimony.
Ndanda kukadzika ndoparidza here kana ndochiita chapupu,
or maybe I'll speak about the resurrection of Lazarus,
kana ndotaura pamusoro pekumuka kwa Lazarus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because that's where all our hope is.
Ndo pane tariro yedu tose.
Because even Paul says,
Paulo anoti,
if there be no resurrection,
kana pasina kumuka kwevakafa,
then all our preaching is vain.
Kuparidza kwedu kose hakuna maturo.
Amen. If there is no testimony,
kana pasina chapupu,
of the resurrected Jesus Christ,
chatenzi Jesu Kristu akamuka,
then our sitting here is vain.
Kugara pano kwedu hakuna maturo.
But all the testimonies that we hear,
zvapupu zvose zvatinonzwa,
amen, it's a sure sign,
chiratidzo chechokwadi,
that he is still alive,
chekuti iye achiri mupenyu.
That's why we are here this morning,
ndokusaka tiri pano mangwanani ano,
giving testimony,
tichipa chapupu,
that he went on the cross at Calvary,
chekuti akaenda pamuchinjiko weCalvary.
Amen. He was not fearful,
akanga asingatyi,
to die,
kuti afe,
because he knew,
nekuti aiziva,
he was bringing out a people,
akanga achiburitsa vanhu,
who show forth,
avo vanozoratidza kuti iye ndiani.
That's why we are here this morning.
Ndokusaka tiri pano mangwanani ano.
That's why when we read in Philippians chapter 2.
Ndokusaka pataverenga kuna Philippians chipiri.
Paul is speaking about Christ.
Paulo ari kutaura pamusoro paKristu.
He says He thought it's not robbery.
Hanzi akafunga kuti achisi chinhu chakaipa.
Equal himself with God.
Kuti azvienzanise naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ.
Kristu.
He came.
Akauya.
He was born as a man.
Akaberekwa semunhu.
Like any one of us.
Sesu tose.
Amen.
Amen.
He had all the feelings we have.
Akava nemanzwiro atinawo.
He had all the weaknesses we have.
Aine hutera hwatinova nawo.
But Paul here is saying,
Paura,
he thought it's not robbery.
Akafunga kuti hausi humbavha.
To equal himself with God.
Kuti azvienzanise naMwari.
Because he knew.
Nekuti aiziva.
When he came.
Kuti akauya.
He came according to the promise of the word.
Akauya zvichienderana nevimbiso yeshoko.
He came as a king to Adam.
Samambo kuna Adam.
To Adam, the fallen Adam.
Kuna Adam akawa.
Because when Adam fell in the Garden of Eden.
Nekuti Adam pakawa mubindu.
Because the law of God was there already.
Murayiro waMwari wakanga uripo nechekare.
God's law required a kinsman.
Murayiro waMwari waida mudzikinuri wehama.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So Adam, when he fell in the Garden of Eden.
Adam pakawa mubindu.
When he sold out his possession.
Pakatengesa zvakanga anazvo.
Of eternal life.
Zveupenyu usingaperi.
For him to come back to that estate.
Ukuti adzoke muchinano ichi.
He needed a kinsman.
Akanga achida mudzikinuri.
Because he could not do it on his own.
Akanga asingakwanise kuzvidzikinura.
But as we know that Adam.
Sekuziva kwatoita kuti Adam.
Amen. He came on the earth.
Akauya panyika.
According to the word of God.
Zvichiendera neshoko
raMwari. God said.
Mwari vakati.
Let us make man.
Ngatiite munhu.
In our own image.
Nemufananidzo wedu.
And in the image of God.
Uye nemufananidzo waMwari.
Adam was created.
Adam akasikwa.
Adam came on the earth.
Adam akauya panyika.
As God.
SaMwari.
Manifested.
Achizviratidza.
In this human flesh.
Munyama yemunhu.
Amen. Adam was God.
Adam akanga ari Mwari.
Only in the form of a man.
Asikungoti aive chete muchimiro chemunhu.
But he was altogether God.
Asi akanga ari
Mwari chete. But when he fell.
Pakawa.
Amen. He lost his inheritance.
Akarasikirwa nenhaka yake.
Eternal life.
Kupenyu usinga
peri. There was needed a kinsman.
Pakanga pachidikana mudzikinuri.
There was needed someone who was like Adam.
Paida mumwe munhu akaita saAdam.
And the only person who was like Adam.
Munhu chete akanga akaita saAdam.
It was God himself.
Akanga ari Mwari pachake.
That's why.
Ndokusaka.
When John in the book of Revelation.
Johani mubhuku rezvakazarurwa.
When he was on the Isle of Patmos.
Ari pachiwi chePatmos.
Amen. He says there was a cry which went out. Who was worthy to take the book from the one who was sitting on the throne? There was found no one worthy on earth or in heaven, because there was no one who could bring back the inheritance of Adam. There was no one who could bring Adam to his first estate. It only had to take God. And that's why John said, when he turned, he saw a lamb, a blood lamb. So when Christ came, he came as the lamb of God. He came for that purpose, to bring back Adam's fallen race to where they were in the Garden of
Eden.
That's why, brother, sister, amen, coming to church, amen, it's not something just to get happy.
It's not
something just to come and shout. Because what salvation means, it brings you to that place where you and me become God on earth. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But it's very difficult to believe. Amen. Because our minds have been so much indoctrinated by the things of the devil. We have identified ourselves so much with the things of this world. We took up another nature which is not ours. Amen. That's why Paul in Ephesians, he says, you who were once in darkness. Amen.
Yes,
but
sir.
God.
Asimari.
Amen. Yes. We have been set free. Amen. By his death on Calvary. Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's why, brother, sister, we no longer walk like this world. We no longer do the things like this world does. That's why, brother, sister, we don't understand someone who says he has met up with Christ. He has realized what Calvary means to him. And he still wants to identify himself with the things and the trends of the world. Because the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, the old things have passed away. The old new things have come. Because the coming in of the life of Jesus Christ, it brings another nature. It brings another different environment. It takes away the desire of the things of the world. It brings in another identity. You come to that place where you have identified yourself not with the things of the world, but you identify yourself with God Himself. That's why this morning we just want to speak for a little while about you identifying yourself with the word. Amen. Because for you to be here, you have to be able to identify yourself in the scriptures. That's the only thing which will make you to be able to overcome. Because until you come to that place where you can open the Bible and you can see yourself, you can read yourself in the Bible, then you can never be an overcomer. Amen. But when you can be able to read the Bible and you see yourself, amen, not as Lazarus, but you see yourself as a promise, as of what God spoke before the foundations of the world. And you see yourself as an identification of what God wanted to be in 2017. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because we are here. Amen. A manifestation of the very thoughts of God. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, when Christ came, He did not just come. He came according to the word of God. Because remember, God had spoken. He came to Isaiah and he says, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child. He shall be called Counselor. He shall be called Prince of Peace. The mighty God. He is going to be the everlasting Father. So when Christ came, He was fulfilling those scriptures. That's why at one time, the Bible says, He went into the temple and they gave Him a book. Amen. And He opened up in Isaiah, where it was saying, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And the Bible says, when He had read up that, He says, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes. Because he could identify himself in the scriptures. Because he knew, he did not just come. That's why he says, according to the volume of the book, I have come. Because he knew he was the sacrifice of God. He knew he had to come and stand in for Adam's fallen race. That's why, brother, sister, God, when he wanted to identify himself amongst his people, he had to build himself a tabernacle. That tabernacle would never have been brought by any man. That's why, brother, sister, throughout all the ages, although God was coming to the prophets, amen, they became the word of God in the time they were living in, because that word was coming to them. They were speaking like God. But when Christ came, it was God Himself coming in His fullness. He made Himself a tabernacle, a perfect tabernacle, where He could dwell and show forth who He was. That's why, amen, when He came on the earth and He chose 12 disciples and they were following Him, amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And he gave them commandment. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
The works that I do, shall you do also. But one thing he commanded them. He said, before you go to be witnesses, tarry in Jerusalem, so that you receive the promise of the Father. So we see, brother, sister, they could not go on their own. They could not go with their knowledge of having known Jesus Christ. Surely they had seen him performing miracles. Surely they had been identified
identified with him. They've also healed the sick. They have also been given the power. But there was one thing which had to happen to them. They had to tarry in Jerusalem. They had to tarry for that power from on high. What was that power to bring? To bring a new life. To bring another nation. To declare forth who Christ was. In as much as Christ was born, we hear that the angel came to Mary and said, "Thou art favored among the women." Amen. The Lord is with thee. And the angel said, "You are going to conceive and bring forth a child." And Mary said, because the mind was set with all that is happening every day, the normal. She knew for a woman to conceive, she had to be with the man. Amen. But when the angel said, "Thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son," and Mary asked, "How shall this thing be, seeing that I don't know a man?" And the angel said, "The Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee, and that which is born of you shall be called the Son of God." So we see, brother, sister, for that tabernacle to come, for that body to come, which we knew as Jesus. Amen. The Holy Ghost had to come upon Mary. It had to be God himself creating that body in Mary. It did not have to be Mary and Joseph. It had to be God himself creating that body in the womb of Mary. And she brought forth that body, Jesus Christ. And in that body, God dwelt in his fullness. God showed who he was. That's why at the beginning of the church of God, they had to wait. Amen. In Jerusalem. Wait for what? For that overshadowing of the Holy Ghost. That's why, brother, sister, new birth can never be without the Holy Ghost. There is no way you can be born again without the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you haven't come to that place where you have come to that Pentecost, you have come to that place where God himself comes into your life. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Not in a emotion. Amen.
Amen.
Because when you speak of the Holy Ghost, many times people, they think just when you get emotional, when you get happy, that's the Holy Ghost. Yes, you might get happy because the presence of the Holy Ghost is there. Amen.
Amen.
You can even shout because of the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But what we are speaking about, brother, sister, we are speaking about that Holy Ghost, that Spirit of God, God himself coming into you. When he comes into you, he brings a change. When he comes into you, you become a new creation. When he comes into you, it's him who takes over. He comes in to bring another identity. He comes to you so that you could recognize, amen, that he became you, that you become him. But many Christians today, they want to make it on their own. Oh, brother, sister, it's not coming to church. It's not reading too much the spoken word or the Bible. But you have to come to that place where you meet up with him. You have to come to that place where there is a change. And when that change happens, there's no one who can take you away from that change. Death can never take you from that change. Anger can never take you away from that change. Your wife can never take you away from that change. Amen. Because it's something which has become part of you. It's something, amen, which you have realized. Amen. Like Paul said, we are his workmanship,
which is created in Christ Jesus. We are part of God. We are the very manifest image of the invisible God. That's why today, brother, sister, you and me, amen.
Yes,
amen. That's where the church of God has failed in this hour. That's where the believer of the message today has failed today. Amen.
Yes,
because before us, they stood a messenger. Before us, they stood someone. Amen. According to the word of God. Amen. He identified himself with the word. That's why we are here. Amen. We are here because we have seen a manifestation of the promised word of God. We have identified God in the life of the prophet. He stood there. He spoke about Malachi 4. He spoke about Revelation chapter
7.
Amen. And we saw he was not just talking. We saw a manifestation that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. That's why many a times when Brother Branham, when he came to the healing line, when he was speaking, remember, you read the spoken word. Many times when he comes to the healing service, he speaks about the woman of Samaria. Amen.
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 Yes,
amen. And he says, when Jesus Christ, when he spoke to that woman of
Samaria,
that woman was able to identify that when Messiah comes, he is going to tell us this
thing.
And Jesus Christ said, I am he. Amen.
Yes,
and she went away and said, come see a man who has told me all that I have done.
Amen.
After when the prophet has spoken like that, then he says, that was Jesus yesterday. Amen.
Yes, sir.
When he says that was Jesus yesterday, he went on to display Jesus today. Amen. So, brother, sister, today when we speak about what happened in the life of the prophet, amen, that was Jesus yesterday. But the church of God is failing to come to that place where they can show Jesus today. Amen. Because that is believing the message. That is being in the message. You cannot say you are in the message when the life of God is not being seen in your life. Because that's why he died. That's what even the prophet was saying. Amen. That's what the prophet was saying. That's what the prophet was saying. Amen. He was saying, amen, I never came to I don't preach that I might form another church or another organization or anything of that. But my greatest desire is that if there can be created a relationship between the believer and God himself, that God can be seen in the life of the believer. That's why the prophet came. He never came that we could say, ah, no, we are better than the Methodists. But surely, brother, sister, if you are coming here, amen, and you just come to hear the message and you go home, you are satisfied. What a great deception it is. Remember, the devil in this hour, amen, is deceiving. Amen. How is he deceiving? If he can make you to be convinced that what you are doing, amen, you are alright. As long as there's nothing supernatural which is happening. Although there's nothing which is happening in your life. As long as you can just come to church. Amen. And be dressed like everyone else. Amen. That is the great deception. But brother, sister, it's not just in dressing. It's not just in coming to church. But it has to be your life. Displaying the life of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because that's why the prophet in this hour, he spoke about the third pool. What is the third pool?
It's
the spoken word manifestation. Amen. And what is that? Where is that word being spoken from? We saw it being spoken in a man of like passions as we are. Elijah, a man like of passions as we are. James says, Elijah, a man of like passions as we are. But when he prayed, amen, the heavens were stirred of rain for 3.5 years. Amen. Because Elijah, James was looking at Elijah. If he was a man of like passion as well, if he prayed and he believed that God was in him, and he believed that God hears his prayer, and he believed that if he is standing here and he is standing for God, he will speak like God, and it shall be as he says. That's why when he prayed and the rains were stayed for 3.5 years, and in this hour that we are living in, Elijah, a man of like passions as well, when he spoke, things came into existence. Amen.
Yes, sir.
To give an assurance that you and me, amen, it's possible. God is amongst us. But many times, brother, sister, because of our mindset,
we grew
up in the apostle.
We grew up in different things. People know that Mazibaba Ningi is the only one gifted. And then it will be sorted out.
Amen.
That is the problem. Even in the midst of the Church of God, I usually think deeply, say, why amongst ourselves? Gifts rise up. The gifts of God are testified of by God. But normally it dies out.
Amen.
Amen. I thought, why does it happen like that? I then realized that if God raises a gift in our midst, God, what He is doing only is for you to realize that God is in your midst. You can ask whatever you will. It doesn't matter that you might
God is only displaying that He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is only confirming His word. If you can only stand on that word, whatever you desire, whatever you want, God is more than able. Because God is not governed by gifts. God is governed by His word. Because He says His word will not return unto Him void. It will not return unto Him void without accomplishing that which He has said. If God has spoken it, you don't need to wait for a gift. You only need to take God at His word. Because those who have got the gift, they only took God at His word. And they said, God, you said it. Why is it not in my life? In as much as you and me, if there's something which God has said in His word,
rather
you are more than able to ask of it from God. But people, they don't want, because they haven't come to that place where they've been identified with Christ. They haven't come to that place of Pentecost in their life. There's no change in their life. They are only just coming to church. It's very easy just to come to church. Amen.
Amen.
But brother, sister, it has to be, we have to turn a corner. We have to come to that place where, brother, sister, we tell ourselves,
we've
been too much on the wilderness. But people are satisfied. Amen. When they came to Kadesh Barnea. Amen. They enjoy the fruits of the land. They enjoy all that with the promise of God where they said. Amen. They will rejoice in church. They will shout in church. Amen.
Amen.
Like just Israel did.
Israel.
Amen. When they came to Kadesh Barnea. Amen. They were told to go and search the land. They went in to search the land. They saw truly the land is there. Truly it flows with milk and honey. But there is giants there. What are the giants today? Amen. They did not want to identify them with the promise. They never told themselves that they were more than overcomers. Overcome. The circumstances around you. You cannot overcome the fashions of this world. You cannot overcome the trend of this world. You cannot overcome the environment you are living in. And you say it's very difficult. Amen.
Amen.
It's very difficult. You know what? Not to live honestly these days. Because with the way things are, it's very hard. Amen.
Amen.
You just have to take to cut corners here and there. That's the trend. Because of the things which are the way it is now. What are you doing, brother, sister? You are counting yourself unworthy. Amen. Of the promise of God. Because the promise is for you to speak whatever you want and you have it. Amen. Not to cut corners. Amen. You don't have to. You have to stand on the way. And know that God is more than able to provide whatever need you have.
But
brother, sister, the church of God has come to that place where they have seen the promise of the word. They see what the prophet has said. But they look at themselves. They count themselves unworthy. Ah, in the name, might try.
It's impossible. Why is it impossible? If you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, the Bible says,
"Iye wakave chivi."
You are sin.
So that
we could be the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Yes, can I be righteous? It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what people see.
Testimony and deny.
The testimony that I have is that he became sin. That I could be the righteousness of God.
As of this sticky nature. As of this sticky nature. I know even the prophet says. You have that sticky nature. Until the day you go into the rapture. That's why Paul in Romans chapter 7, he says, when I want to do good, evil is always present. But I thank God through Jesus Christ. Amen. He has made me to overcome. I don't look at the circumstances. Yes, brother, sister. That's why even the Bible says, get angry.
Amen.
If you get angry, don't let the sun set in your anger. Because in this body, brother, if you look at this body, brother, you'll be a discouraged person. If you look what people can do, you'll be discouraged. But one thing you have to look at is you should be identify yourself with the word of God. You should know who you are. You know that you are here. Not because of so and so. You are here because you are here to fulfill the word. You are here as the seed word of God, which has been planted by God before the foundations of the world. We are only waiting for the right season. And this is the season. Amen. Which the whole world is waiting for. The whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. Because the Bible says the creation was made subject to vanity. Because when men fell, amen, the trees also started to die. The animals started to die. They are also groaning. They are also wishing to come to that place where they will live on and on. They are wishing to come to that place where they will not be slaughtered to be eaten by men. But because men fail, that's why it is like that. That's why the Bible says the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. Because they know when the children of God come to that estate where they know who they are. Oh, brother, sister, that's why the prophet says when the church come to that place where they know who they are, then the rapture will go. Because it is you who brings that rapture. It is you who is that voice of the resurrection. Because Christ is in you. He only speaks in you. It's only you who can make it happen. But as long as you tell yourself you cannot, surely you will not. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, God has given us a prophet, and he had a privilege. The prophet had a privilege. Amen. To go to the regions of the lost. Why did God permit him to go to the regions of the lost? That he could give a testimony of what is happening on earth. Amen. When he went to the regions of the lost, he saw some scenes there. Amen. But when he came back in this life, he saw the same scenes which he saw in the regions of the lost. Amen. And he went on to preach a message. Souls that are in prison now. Amen. What are those souls doing? They are giving a declaration of the underworld. How are they giving a declaration of the underworld? By the way they conduct themselves. By the influence which is upon their life. And you and me, brother, sister, we are here to give a declaration of the world above. We are here, brother, sister, to give a declaration of this God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You should stand here, and when people look at you, they should see Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because you are the God on earth today. Amen. If you don't believe it that way, then why are you here? Amen. 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 May I believe it that way? Amen. I don't look at my failures. Amen. I look at what God has made me. And I know each and every day, as I confess it, I become it. Each and every day, when I speak about it, it materializes in my life. That's why, brother, sister, you don't have to confess failure. That's why when Paul was writing to the Corinthians, he says, you should lay aside every thought which exalts itself above the word of God. Amen. Amen. Why? Because why, brother, sister? Because he knew. Paul knew. Amen. That battle was set in the mind. Brother Branham was speaking the same things which Paul was speaking. Paul only says, lay aside every thought. Amen. Amen. Which exalts itself. Amen. Above the word of God. And Brother Branham comes and says, you know what, brother, sister? There's been a battle. That battle is between God and man, God and Satan. But they have chosen a battlefield. And that battlefield is in your mind. So you should know, brother, sister, each and every day, there is a battle which rages in your mind between God and Satan. Amen. Which side are you going to take? Amen. Amen. You're going to take what the word of God says, or what the devil tells you. That's why, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, we have to really take a searching in our lives. You are here as a Christian. You are here as a believer. Look at your life. Don't look at the next person. You don't know why he is here. Amen.
Amen.
Don't look at the next person. Look at yourself as an individual. Who has called you here? That's why Paul says, you should make sure your election and calling. Amen. How do you make sure your election and calling? You look at your life. You compare it with the word. You don't compare it with Brother Lazarus. Amen. Because you don't know what the aim of Brother Lazarus is. You compare your life with the word. Don't compare it with the rules of the church. That's why, brother, sister, you have to have a conviction in your life. No matter what anyone else does. Amen. You'll have to stand on the word. When you stand on the word, you become an oddball. But people today, they don't want to be an oddball. That's why they want to go with the trend of the world. Amen.
Amen.
But when you go with the trend of the world, it means, brother, sister, you are now giving a declaration of the underworld. Amen.
Amen.
You were hearing here now when the pastor was speaking. About those girls who were delivered from the worshipping of the devil. If you really get, you hear when they, maybe when they will speak, that some of these things, they get into them, those things. It's just a small thing.
With our lives as believers, there are small things that we take for granted. This doesn't matter. But if you have got the Spirit of God, and you know that at this time, God sent a prophet. The purpose and reason for the prophet to come was to reveal the secrets, which was under the seven seals.
Amen. The
prophet
he
came to give us
a sight
of what was happening in the church of God. How the devil was working in the churches. How the devil was working in churches. That's how the devil works in your individual life.
Amen.
Amen. If you read from the church ages, the prophet explaining how the spirit of apostates came in. It came gradually. It started as something that was just a rumor. People discussing about it. And it was something that people were talking about. And then it became a doctrine. And then it became law that was binding people.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
why the same.
If you see the pastor coming preaching against things
happening in the world, those things come upon believers.
He's
not trying to prevent you from doing what other people are doing. All things that are done in the world, it has got an anointing which is pushing that thing to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hapana muna anongo muga musuna over angote anu taudakusuna hembe zakadai zakadai.
No one will come up and say we want to have dresses that this fashion design.
Vanoto tanga zyazwa anenga anu tori chizoro chaina acho.
The person who makes a design has got an anointing.
Chizoro ichocho chinenge chine chinango.
That anointing has got a purpose and reason.
Takanina kasuna zawasuna izgozo.
When they make those dresses. Like
muna anono tenga angote rikutenga hembe.
And then someone goes and buy, I'm buying a dress.
Asikana atenga ya apeka.
But when that person buys and puts it on, because
you
have put on this dress of a spirit, what does that spirit do? It will follow up
time.
When the spirit is following you, it will lead you to where it wants you to be. That's the same with everything that happens in the world. That's why the prophet gave in summary. He said, when the world is going this direction, you go the opposite direction. Yes, sir. Don't try to look for the quotation for you to understand. No.
Kana hiyo trend ilikutendeka munyika iyo.
If that is the trend in the world.
Amen. Do anointing yacho.
That's the anointing.
Ilikubva kumakomba erima.
Coming from the deep pits of hell.
Amen. Chai kuda kuita.
What it wants to do.
Kurunzira vana vaMwari.
Is to influence the children of
God.
Kuti
vabve pashoko raMwari.
To get away from the word of God.
Iwe ukazvibatanidza nezvinhu izvozvo.
If you align yourself with those things.
Zvimwe zvinhu zvadzi kuti vana vaone ndezvekuti dzimweni dzengu vanobva kuti kungoita.
What other people don't see is you think you are just doing something. But you see, when you have done that act, you no longer have the desire to read the word of God. You don't even have the desire to see God in your life. You are satisfied as long as I'm going to church.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
why the Bible said, let us remove the little foxes.
Which
you live in the vineyard. They are small little things. Which seems harmless. What is the problem if I do this? But the influence, where is it coming from?
Amen.
Amen. That's why, brother, sister, in this time that we are living in,
let me see if I can get this quotation.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. What the prophet says here. Amen. Amen. Message here, identification.
Mark Zaganzi, identification.
Amen. He says, will we identify ourselves with a new haircut? Will we identify ourselves with how fancy we can dress? Will we identify ourselves with how popular we are? Or we can stand and speak. How much education we have got. When Paul said them things. Yet to forget them. In order to know Christ. Are we identifying Pentecost? Where do we find ourselves reflecting? What are we reflecting anyhow? Have we got just a lot of noise? Can we just shout, play, and jump up and down? Well, I've seen Mohammedans do that. I've seen monkeys do that. No remarks. I don't mean that joking. This is no place for jokes. This is the word of God. See? But I've seen animals jump, play, rabbits. That don't mean nothing. Certainly, you are happy. Anything can make you happy.
any little upside. I've seen sinners so drunk and so happy. Certainly, that don't mean a thing. But there is that happy. But where is that happiness coming from? What's the resource? What does it react upon you? And what does it reflect? Someone will deny God's word. Someone will live in the world. Someone will hear the truth and walk away from it. Sell their birthright. Out for something else. Oh, God, help us, brother. Help us to get back. And let Christ reflect himself in us like that. Oh, my. May God help us to be identified in him so much that his word and his presence can flow through us to manifest himself to the world.
Amen.
Which we are going to face.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
so the prophet says, amen, you might jump. You might shout. But where is the resource? What's making you jump? What's making you shout? Because he says, I've seen people shout. There's so many things which can make you happy. That's why, brother, but afterwards, when you have jumped, when you have shouted, amen, when you have stood up and cheered, when you go away, what kind of life are you going to reflect? You have to reflect Jesus Christ. Because that's the only identity. That's the only thing which we have to show in this hour that we are living in. Because God has come to identify himself with his children. The greatest desire of God in this hour is for him to be seen in you and me. Because if we just come to church, we sing songs, we jump up and down, show and we go out, how can we testify of this Jesus Christ? The same yesterday, today, and forever. If he's just talking and there's no manifestation, the world will never believe us. The world will just take you like anyone else. They will even tell you, even at the Pentecostal church there, they are better off than you. You know, I really got to thinking. When I was back at work, just last week, there was this other Pentecostal guy. He was speaking with some other fellow. He's not a Christian. So he was speaking about saying, I know, when you speak about your religion, when you speak about Christianity and you say that's the right religion. So this guy was speaking a lot of sense. He says, when you say we are a Christian and you cannot be able to identify, you cannot be able to show forth that experience of the life of Jesus Christ, then you can never convince me. Amen.
Amen.
So this guy was dumbfounded. He was this guy has got a mouth.
It's
a question which has to be said to every Christian. Also to the believer of the message in this hour. Because if you are going to testify that God has once again come down in this hour, that God has to be living in you, he has to be alive. You don't just have to be talking about it. It has to be part of you. You have to be the one who is giving testimony. The prophet says, God knew that people, they don't want to read the Bible. Amen. So he has made you the Bible. He says when people see you, they have to see Jesus Christ. But he says, but when they look at you and they see hypocrisy, then it shows you are not looking at Jesus Christ. You have not identified yourself with God. Because if you have identified yourself with Jesus Christ, what people have to see is God himself. But brother, sister, we are saying that for you to be able to reflect
reflect that. It's not you trying to do it. It's not the church trying to teach you into it. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost. It takes God Himself to build that nature in you, to create that life in you, so that you can go on to reflect it. Just coming to church will not make you have that life. Just reading the word will not make you have that life. It has to be God. You have to come to that place where you wait upon Him and say, God, you gave promise that as many as received you, you gave them power to become the children of God, so that they give testimony of who you are. How can you go to give testimony of something you have just read? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Something which is not part of you. You are not a true witness. A true witness of Jesus Christ is the one who has been with Christ. Is the one who is walking with Him. Amen. You cannot give a testimony. Amen. Of healing. Amen. Unless you yourself have come into that healing. Brother, sister, I can give a testimony of the saving grace of God. Because here I stand. I've seen what God could do for me. He raised me from a bed of sickness. I know. Amen. That brother, sister, he is more than able. Amen. But he brought me to that place that I could rise, knowing that even death, amen,
yes,
comes upon me. I now know that He is the resurrection and life, and He is dwelling in me. Amen. Though the skin worms of this body, amen, can eat me up, though death might come, I know, amen, He is going to bring me up, because I have identified myself with Him. I have seen Him in my own life. That's why each and every day, let it be a testimony. Let it be something which you speak about. Amen. About this God who is not history. About this God who gave a promise, I will be with you, even in you, until the end of age. But if He is with you, we have to see Him. And the prophet says, God is identified by His own characteristics. Amen. If He is supernatural, you have to have that supernatural in your own life. Amen.
Yes,
it's not a supernatural which you speak about when we speak about church. It's a supernatural God in my life, in your life. That's why, brother, sister, God is not a church. We come with God here. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Why do you want to come and see God when you didn't bring Him to church? Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's only the sinner who, when he comes to church, he will see God in us. But as of you, when you are coming here, you are bringing God here. Amen. And
yes,
if you don't see Him, it means you. He is not in you. Because for you to be able to identify Him, speaking in the pastor, for you to be able to identify Him, for you to be able to identify Him, speaking in the pastor, He has to be in you. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because when He is in you, you'll be able to identify even the false prophet. But if He is not in you, you gallop everything. But when He is in you, even if a false prophet stands, you say, no. There is no testimony in here. The God who is in here, He is not agreeing to what you are saying. That's why, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, a deceptive hour,
an hour of deception, you need to have God. You need to be identified with Him to be able to stand against all the things of this world. That's why when He is in you, oh, brother, sister, you'll be able to see that the trend of these things of this world, this is the devil. I can never go along with this. But if He is not in you, you gallop each and everything which comes in. So, brother, sister, we have to come to that place where we come again to Pentecost. We have to come to that place where we come again to where He is born in us. Where He is born in us. That He might show forth who He is in our own life. Oh, brother, sister, what a time it is for the church of God. Because the God has selected you. Raised you up to be Jesus Christ in this hour that we are living. Jesus Christ, God changing His form, God imofe in this hour when they want to see Christ. It's you, it's me. So, brother, sister, let us not disappoint God. Why, brother, sister, are we trying to take that ship which is going to Tarshish? And yet we know, amen, our assignment is in Nineveh. Amen. We have got to give testimony of God. Amen. But we want to go to Tarshish. We want it the easy way. You don't want to stand against all the wiles of the devil in this hour. Amen. And tell the people, whatever you are doing is wrong. You'd rather go together with them. You don't want to hate feelings. But we have to. Amen. Because by hating feelings, you make them see who God is. Amen. Jonah didn't want to go and hate feelings of the people of Nineveh to tell them they are living in sin. And that yet in 40 days, judgment is coming. Amen. He did not want. Amen. So you and me, brother, sister, we don't have to stand like Jonah. Don't take the ship to Nineveh, to Tarshish. Jump into that ship to go to Nineveh. Otherwise, God, amen, who have to put you into that belly of the fish. That's why, brother, sister, many a times there's problems in our lives because we don't want to stand for the word of God. You wonder why are things going all this way. You just have to come back to that place where you stand with the word. When you stand with the word, it might look like it's tough, but it's not tough, because God has got a desired end for you. He has got thoughts which He has for you. Thoughts not of evil, but of good. Amen. But you have to stand with the word of God. Stand upon that promise. Identify yourself with the promise of this day. You are here, brother, sister, because God said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. What a privileged person you are to have recognized what God has done in this hour. You are here by promise. You are here by appointment. If you are here by appointment, amen, listen to his instruction. What did He instruct through the mouth of the prophet? There shall be a church. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Which is going to show forth the power of the resurrected Jesus Christ, which is going to show forth Jesus Christ once again. You have to take up the challenge. You have to lay everything aside and stand by the word and know that God is more than able to bring His word to pass, to bring whatever He has said to pass in your life. It's not you who is doing it. Many people today, where the church of God is failing, they think they have got to do it themselves. But brother, sister, that's why you need the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is the one who brings to your remembrance that it's not you, it's me who has given promise. It's one which gives you the confidence to know that when you stand, it's not you, it's God. That's what even the prophet was saying. He says,
Brother, sister, you just have to take the word, to take the promise of the word. The word of God says, if the believer
Mutendi
lays their hands on the sick, the sick shall recover. The prophet says, me, as a believer, I'll just do what the word of God says. It's not me to bring the healing. It's God, because it's Him who has given promise. It's God to bring you to that perfection, because He's the one who requires perfection. God knows you cannot be perfect in your own. If you want to be perfect, if you want to try, you can try, brother, sister, until you meet the rapture. But if you want to go into the rapture, it's time, brother, sister, you take what God says about you. You stand on that promise. You know, whatever happens, me, I'm part of the rapture. I'm part of those who will be translated. Amen. Amen. It's not you trying to make it. Because if you look at your failures, if you look at how you are, if you look at the, sometimes how you speak, sometimes how you respond to people, then the devil will come and whisper to you. Ah, he will.
The way you talk, the way you do, you are not a Christian.
But
I tell the devil,
in
that
the
it doesn't matter, I'm a child of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Even though I wake up and feel
that I've been praying, it's a difficult
thing
to break up
the prayer.
I'll tell the devil, I'm a child of God. Because I believe that Christ died for me on the cross.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That is what makes me
a Christian.
I'm not a Christian because of my feelings.
And
I'm not a Christian because I'm...
And it will Christ not
in the very too much. Because I've read too much. I'm a Christian. Because I believe the word of God.
Amen.
Yes, I am. That's why I like in the life of Abraham.
The Bible says
Abraham.
He
believed God. And it was that was the end of it all.
Amen.
God knew that Abraham is going to lie. That she's not my wife. God knew that.
As Abraham agatenda.
But Abraham believed
in
God.
Mwari vakati kwaari.
And then God said
Kururama.
To him, that's righteousness.
Mwari vanotoziva all the mistakes you are
God,
going to go through.
Man of them is
Jesus,
that you are going through.
Asiwewe mungava wako.
But your duty
ndio kutora mwari pashokora.
To take God at His word.
Uchizwa kuti mwari.
Knowing that God.
Vachakusvitsa.
Will take you.
Panezo vakaona mauri.
To what He saw in your life.
Hausiwe unozvisvitsa ipapo.
It's not you who take you to your destiny.
Mwari vanokusvitsa ipapo.
It's God who is going to take you to your destiny.
Panezo vakataura.
You just wait and
unokazvita identify.
If you identify yourself with the word of God.
Uchizwa kuti mwari.
Knowing that God.
Havakundiki pashokora.
Has not failed on His word.
Amen.
Yes,
that's
what Abraham did.
He
knew that God does not
swear.
He swear by himself.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said,
I will bless you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Apana, we are
going to possess the gates of your enemy.
Manje,
why are you afraid of the things of this world? Why should you be afraid?
Amen.
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 Even those who are holding guns, why
Amen.
Should you be afraid of them?
Nukuti, waka,
God spoke already.
They were Abraham.
The seed of Abraham.
You know, tapa masuo eva we.
Will possess the gates of their enemies.
Whatever situation.
Kunyango mamire jina api.
Amen.
You are not worried about that.
Mfaro wako haubvi pakuti.
Your joy is not going to fade because things are all good.
Amen.
Amen.
Mfaro wako haubvi pakuti une mari.
You don't have joy because you've got money.
Ayo.
No? Your joy comes from the fact that you are resting on the word of God, which does not fail. Even though you've got money,
sina,
even if you don't have,
nebas,
even if you've got a job,
sina,
even if you don't have,
amen.
But if you are resting on the promise of
the
God, all things are at
no,
ease because you've got everything.
Amen.
You tell yourself that you don't have.
As
you testify that you have, because that is what the word of God says. You have got it.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. People don't want to say that.
Anji, inini,
they want to testify what I am.
Amen. I'm
not able, even able, it's impossible.
Amen. It's not in there.
I've got my mother-in-law at home. She's able to do and
so,
do everything. At times when she woke up in the morning, she feels the legs. So, how are you? Then I say no. You don't say it's not possible.
I say
it's possible. It's happening. It's okay. Everything is okay.
No,
because if you testify that it's not, then it won't happen. You have to keep on saying it's okay. It's happening. I'm going to run as I used to run.
And,
and I say that's what you should testify
every day.
Amen. Amen. If you keep on saying it, it will be like that. But people
condition
the condition that they are in
are
forgetting what the Bible says. The word of God is what we should go by. Amen. If you align yourself with the word of God, you know that God does not fail on what he said.
Amen.
Amen. God does not fail.
Amen.
Because he is not a man.
Amen.
Who, when he says something, then he will say, sorry, I didn't mean it. When God says something, he said it. That's why you also, because you have met God.
Amen.
You must mean it. Whatever you say. That's why in praying, prayer is to say what you want. When you say what you want, you raise up from your prayer, and then you say it has happened. Yes, sir? Amen. I don't say maybe it has happened or not.
James.
That's why James says that if someone asks for something, wavering, you won't receive anything. But if you ask, you must have faith that God who is faithful is going to fulfill his word.
Amen.
Amen. Mostly we don't ask for someone who can I truly ask for something like that? But the Bible said we don't have because we don't ask for.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
You have not
Auna,
because you ask not.
Nekuti haukumbire.
Amen. Asikana wakumbira.
But if you ask for, you should have faith that what I have asked for, it is going to be like that. Don't be like that old woman.
If you speak to this mountain,
the
mountain will be cast away.
Gomorino biswa. She was going over the mountain to get some water. And then she said, mountain move. She went on to sleep. Tomorrow morning, the mountain was there. And she said, I knew that it wasn't going to move.
Ma.
If she knew that it wasn't going to move, why did she pray? But the prophet says, if the word says that,
when you speak, amen, he says the mountain might be there. But maybe there's one grain already which has started to move. And maybe you are not seeing it. But because it's God's word, God's word can never fail. So, brother, sister, when we identify with that word, and we know we are part of that word, and we know we are the children of God, being made manifest in this hour that we are living in. Amen. Because we are the seed of God. We are the word of God being made manifest in this hour that we are living in. When we identify with that word, we have to show forth the fruits. Amen. Of that word. We have to show forth who Christ is in this hour that we are living in. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, we have to see God amongst his people. Let us see God.
Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
God in his people.
Mwari
but it doesn't have to be just a talk. These days we want to be identified.
Mazvan to nakuratizwa.
Amen. To be identified with the church we go to. Amen. And brother, sister, it looks like
it happened naturally.
Amen. He's
a believer. He should be from that church. He should be from that church. Because the way we gather,
ane unu umwe zvatiri kuwana pamaunganiro atinoita.
We are adopting some certain natures from the gathering that we are making.
Amen. Asi kashoma kuti vanhu vanoitwa identify na Kristo.
But it's still times that people are identified with Christ. That's why I'm saying, brother, sister,
iwe kana uri pano,
if you are here,
uchipinda church pano,
you come here in fellowship here. Don't be satisfied. Our church. We've got a good pastor. It's not like that other pastor. At our church. It's like this and that. You should be satisfied. That your life is connected to Christ. That your life is the one that is bringing the difference among all the other people. Remember, brother, sister, God at this time is calling a church. His church, which shows the nature of Christ.
Church iyo.
That church.
It's not at Eastleigh.
Church
iyo.
That church. It's not
Belvedere.
Church
iyo.
That church. It's not in
Merrick Park.
It's not at another place.
Church iyo.
That church.
My individual.
They are individuals. Maybe here. It could be five that are here.
Amen.
But what should do is to thank God. On the member of your church.
Kana vari five, vari
pa. If there are 5 years,
indoda kuve five.
I want to be one of those five.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Nokuti hama hanzvadzi.
Both brother and sister.
Chinhu chechokwadi.
It's a true thing.
The prophet akataura.
The prophet spoke.
Kuti pakati pemu vanhu vari kunamata.
That in the midst of people that are Christian.
Chaunga chevanhu vari kunamata.
In a gathering.
Chaunga chese chaunga tora chekunamata.
Whatever gathering that you may take a Christian gathering, it has got three types of believers.
Amen.
Amen.
Izvimaziro kwazvo.
That's true.
Akataurwa nomuprofita.
What the prophet said.
Sakani iwewe.
You yourself,
make sure.
Yeah, uliva nechokwadi.
Kuti iwewe pamanedzos.
That on those three.
You are identified one anipa.
You are identified with which one?
Saka muprofita aibvunza kazvinhu.
That's why the prophet would ask many times.
Vaitaura pamusoro pa Noah.
When he was talking about Noah.
Mukati mezuva ra Noah.
In the days of Noah.
Dai kuti wanga uri pe iwewe.
If you were there living at that
time. Wakanga uchimira kudivi ripi?
Which side were you going to be?
Wakanga uchimira here kudivi raipikisa?
Were you going to be the side of
Noah? Kana waimira na Noah.
Or you were going to stand with Noah.
Amen. Zonzi zvitarise iwewe.
And then he says, look upon yourself.
Zvauri zvino.
Assess yourself now.
Uzipe a true assessment.
That
are
you standing together
with the word of God?
Are you on the side of what the prophet said?
Is your life reflecting the
same thing?
What the
prophet was saying?
Because the
prophet at this time,
when
he came,
it's
for him and for it to be a church,
Jesus,
which shows Jesus Christ.
Kwete kungoungana
kwevanhu. Not just gathering of people.
Amen. Nokuti ama hanzvadzi.
Brother, sister, we can gather. I was thinking a few days ago. God help us.
Amen. Kuti tisangomira.
So that we don't just come.
Say my motivational speakers.
And be like motivational speakers.
Amen.
Amen.
Was a motivational speaker.
You know a motivational speaker?
Anototaura upenyu vanhu zvo hoto chinja vanhu hototanga kuita zvimwe zvinhu. Mataura anoita.
Can change and live in a different way.
Amen. Vanoto chinja vanhu.
They can change the lives.
Munhu angari asina zvari akatotanga kutoita business.
Who was useless and then suddenly is going
to be a motivational speaker achitaura.
Hearing from a motivational speaker.
Akatotanga kuita upenyu mumwe wakatosiyana.
And he can change, he have a changed life.
Asi upenyu wakahutaridza Jesu Kristu.
But the life does not show Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Yes, that's
why this time, brother,
sister,
we need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because he is the one who speaks to people, and the Holy Ghost brings a change in the lives of people. The change that will go together in the Bible, goes together in the Word of God. You don't attach yourself to the church. You don't attach yourself to the preacher, but to the Word of God. The only thing we should see
is brother Lazarus.
Not the nature of brother Lazarus. Not why, how brother Lazarus connected himself. But what you see in you, the life of Jesus Christ, the life of God, showing forth in you. That is the major thing that we come here for. We come here.
Amen. Kwetu tsiwe vanhu vanokwanisa ku kukakavara,
not to be able to debate, no.
Asi tive vanhu,
but that we should be people who
Christ
are able to show Jesus Christ.
Nemararamiro yedu,
by the way we live.
Amen.
Amen.
Nezvatinoita zvose,
and by all that we do.
Ndosaka hama hanzvadzi.
That's why, brother, sister, this afternoon,
toti Mwari vatibatsire.
We say, Lord, help us.
Tungamirire.
Lord, lead us.
Mwari vati zvire nyasha.
That the Lord have mercy on us. Tikatadzisa
tasvika pachinhano ichocho.
If we are not yet at that stage,
takazvibatanidza na Christ Jesus.
We are attached to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tona shanduko mukati moupenyu
hwedu. Then we see a change in our lives.
Tokwanisa kumira tichidzisa.
Then we should be able to stand and
zvinhu zvenyika ino mukati moupenyu hwedu.
Defend things of this world from our lives.
Nokuti Moses.
Because Moses.
Pakanga asati asangana naMwari.
Before he met God.
Akanga ane zivo.
He had some knowledge.
Nokuti iye zveshuwa haasi muEgypt.
That he wasn't an Egyptian.
Mwari vane chibo chinhu chavakamusimudzira.
God showed him something. The mother was narrating that to him. He was told by the mother.
Amen.
That.
Asi akasvika pokuti akada kuedza nesimba rake.
But he came to the stage where he wanted to do it by his own power. But he failed.
Asi paakazoenda kurenje.
But when he went into the wilderness,
akanosangana nechimwe chinhu.
And then he met up with something.
Chokuti akataura kwachiri.
That he talked to that thing.
Icho chikataura kwaari.
And the thing talked to him back to
him. Akasumuka ipapo.
Then he rose up from that place. Different from what he was before. That is the event that we need in our lives. If it had not happened in your life already, brother, sister,
you need to come to that place
where
you wait upon God and say, Lord, I cannot continue on as I am. I cannot continue on with my own efforts. I want you to take over my life. I want you to go before me and fight all my battles, because you have promised in your word that you are going to go before me. In as much as you went before the children of
Israel.
That's why Joshua and Caleb.
Joshua and Caleb.
Amen. They never were frightened of the giants of Canaan. They had identified themselves with the promise of the word. They knew they were part of that promise which God gave to Abraham, that after 400 years, I'm going to bring your seed with a mighty hand. I'm going to bring them to this land, for I have given it unto them for a possession. Amen. They identify themselves with the word of God. They saw themselves being overcomers. That's why they said, brethren, let us go on. We are more than able to take over. Amen. David.
David.
Amen. He had identified himself with the promise of the word of God. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, when he came before Goliath, he had an experience of identifying himself with the word of God. He knew on the eighth day when he was born, he was circumcised according to the word of God. And he knew behind that circumcision there is a promise of possessing the gates of the enemy. There is a promise to overcome. That's why when he came before the lion, he knew there's nothing which is special against me. He is able to prosper because this God gave a promise, I will be with you, even in you, until the end of age. That's why he slew the lion, he slew the bear. When he came before
Goliath,
he was standing with a promise, with an experience of this God who had given promise.
He was not only talking about. Amen. He was talking. Having an experience. When he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who is defying the armies of the living God? David identified himself with the way. He knew he was more than able. Not because he was a warrior. Not because he had a spear. But he knew the God who had given promise. He was more than able to bring Goliath down. The God who has given promise is more than able to heal you. He's more than able to save your soul. He's more than able to translate you. He's more than able to bring to pass whatsoever you desire. Because he has given promise. He's more than able to fulfill each and every way. That's why, brother, sister, you should stand encouraged this morning to know that behind you are not on your own. Amen. If the devil was breathing fire behind you, you should just turn back to him and tell him, Satan, there's nothing you can do to me. As of me, there's nothing you can do. You might try. Amen. Here and there. You might poke here and there. But as of me, you have already lost the battle. The devil has lost the battle. Amen. Yes, no matter, he might bring sickness on you. He has lost the battle. Amen.
Yes,
no matter, he might bring death. He has lost the battle. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because he who is the overcomer is in you. That's why Paul says, we are more than overcomers. More than conquerors we are. Through the power of Jesus.
Name.
God bless you, saints.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
Stand up on our feet. Amen. Did you enjoy that? Praise God. This was wonderful. We got to be identified with the word of God. Hallelujah. It will do us good all the time. The prophet says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said, people thank God for what he did yesterday. They thank God for what he's going to do tomorrow. But they fail to see what God is doing today. He says, what he is doing today, that's where eternal life is. And you must be identified with the message of your day. Hallelujah. And that is where eternal life is laying. Oh, I want to see him. Amen. We want to sing that song together. Praise God. We want people to see him in our lives. Amen. And we want to see him in other people's lives that believe the same way I believe. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah.